of nearby conversations and looked beyond the flushed faces around him. Every man wore a black suit or tuxedo, and they all seemed to have dark hair. There was nothing particularly distinguishing about Ben, other than his exceptional good nature, and that was no help here. He'd told Ben not to come. There was no need. Marcel Hammond threw this party every year for business partners, clients, and friends. Ben wanted to pretend everything was okay, and he wanted everyone else to pretend with him. Ben was his cousin, his best friend, and longtime business partner. Luke couldn't pretend. He was a realist. He gave his glass to a passing waiter and interrupted the woman who was speaking to him.
"Please excuse me. I have to find someone. Very sorry."
He smiled an apology and gently detached himself from the small group. Winding his way among the knots of people, nodding, waving, or stopping for a quick polite exchange before moving on, he traversed the room looking for Ben. In the dimly lit hallway leading to the bathroom, two men stood close together. One was dressed as a waiter. Their hands moved quickly as they traded something, each having acquired an object that went directly into the new owner's pocket. The action stopped Luke. He frowned, wondering at the boldness or the need. They sensed him and looked up. Luke didn't recognize either of them, but the waiter stepped back, nodded, and walked past him down the hall. Was the guy smirking? The other man, a party guest, kept his eyes down and tugged at his suit jacket as he brushed past Luke. Was it any of his business? No. He'd mention it to Marcel later in case the incident was as unsavory as it seemed. The bathroom door stood ajar. Luke pushed it open. No Ben. He returned to the main party room, again scanning the shifting bodies. A hand touched his arm.
"Luke, you look worried."
"Maya." He rubbed his temples. "I don't see Ben anywhere."
"Don't hover over him. He'll let you know if he needs help. In fact, he'll ask for help a lot faster if you aren't suffocating him."
She sounded fierce, and it brought a sad smile to his face. "He's sick, Maya. Don't tell me you're not concerned."
"Of course I am."
He stared across the room. Sick was an understatement. Ben was dying. Not today or tomorrow, but within a few months. Neither of them wanted to say those awful words aloud. Luke looked down at Maya and touched her arm. She stood straighter, adding a fraction of an inch to her petite stature.
"Get back to work, Luke. Go talk to Amanda Barlow again. You left her broken-hearted. Take her a glass of wine."
"Please, no."
Luke tugged at his collar. "Please, yes. She's interested in buying artwork to decorate her new home. Even forgetting your own business interests, if that's what you want to do, please consider the artists who'd like to make the sales and those of us who work for you."
She was right. Ben was an adult of sound mind. Luke was here this evening for the business opportunities. He had responsibilities. He took the hand she'd placed on his arm and squeezed it.
"Understood. She's over by the chocolate fountain."
Maya tugged his sleeve.
"Don't forget to mention the Bingham hardwood reliefs. They'll look outstanding integrated with Charlotte's etchings in Amanda's window room. She'll love them."
"On my way. And you?"
He straightened his jacket and tugged at the ends of his sleeves.
"Well, I won't be going back to the chocolate fountain, that's for sure, or I'll need a whole new wardrobe."
She laughed and her dimples deepened.
"Maya, in case I neglected to mention it earlier, you look lovely. And you're right. Ben's an adult. Go have some fun. In fact, didn't I see Ed Larson earlier?"
"Ed and I have been past tense for a long time. No worries, remember? Just take care of business." She turned away.
"Maya."
"What?"
"Sometimes we take you for granted."
Her cheeks pinked up.
"No problem. Now, go talk to Amanda about those etchings."
Only a few guests strolled along the brick paths in the light of the Chinese lanterns, because the air was cool and most of the ladies showed a great deal of bare skin. There were always guests who found the gardens irresistible, especially since the Hammonds didn't allow smoking in their home. At this moment, no one lingered nearby. Julie stood on the steps and gulped air. The freshness of the coastal North Carolina evening washed over her. It cooled her hot face and stilled the buzzing in her head. As her breathing